好
，Greetings。
我们开始之前一起祷告。
Let us pray。
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you。
特别今天是复活节。
Especially on this day of your resurrection。
我们感谢主给我们的救恩。
We thank you for your salvation。
希望我们通过今天的经文，更能够明白主你的伟大。
We wish that we can even know your greatness through the passages today.
我求主，通过这个教会，每一天把这个咒恩，传扬出去。
We wish that through this church, every day your gospel will be proclaimed.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
当魔鬼呢把引诱人犯罪的时候呢，我想他一定以为呢，他已经把神打败了。
When Satan tempted the people to sin, I believe he thinks he has triumphed over humans.
因为呢，魔鬼把神放在两难之间。
Because the Satan has put God in between the two difficulties.
如果神要按他公义审判的时候呢
If God is going to judge with his righteousness,
他可以把魔鬼丢进地狱里面。
He can put Satan into hell.
但是我相信呢，当魔鬼进地狱之前呢，他一定会提醒神。
So I think if Satan was going to go into the Sheol, and she is going to be angry the God, our God.
他会提醒神呢，不单只是我犯罪啊，还有你所爱的人他也犯罪啊。
Not only is it going to remind God that not only I sinned, but those people whom you loved also sinned.
所以呢，如果魔鬼给神丢去地狱的时候呢，他一定把我们人类也拉进去。
So if Satan was sent to the Sheol, and he will also bring us.With him.
但是呢，如果神选择宽容人的时候呢
？But if God decided to forgive human,
那么呢，他必须也要宽容魔鬼在这个世界的存在。
Then he has to also tolerate Satan to continue.
所以呢，我们人类呢，成为魔鬼手上的好像一个人质一样。
So we became a hostage in the hand of Satan.
让神呢很为难
，so it make it difficult for God.
当然，神没有给魔鬼打败。
Of course, we are not, we did not fall to Satan.
神在两难之间呢，选了第三个选择。
So God actually had a third choice between the two difficulties.
但是呢，这个选择呢是一个很困难、代价很大的一个选择。
This is difficult with a great price to pay.
但是这个选择能够同时满足神公义跟他慈爱的要求。
So this can satisfy both his righteousness and his loving kindness.
一直以来在旧约圣经里面呢，讲到神的这个救恩的时候呢。它好像一个奥秘一样。
So historically, whenever in the book talk about God's salvation, it seems to be a mystery.
以赛亚书我们刚刚念的这一段也是有关这个救恩的一个预言。
We have just read from the book Isaiah. It's something to do with the salvation.
现在新约的时代来到的时候，我们看回去的时候，我们就知道了神的救恩的奇妙。
So in the New Testament time, when we look back, we can see the wonders of God.
所以呢，我希望通过今天的经文呢，看我们救主的伟大。
So today, I hope we through the passage to see how great is our Savior.
当人犯罪的时候呢，其实呢，神是不是完全宽容人的。
So when man sin, does not mean God will completely forgive us.
他虽然没有立刻把人好像掉去地狱里面。
Even though he did not immediately send people into hell.
但是呢，他却惩罚人。
And yet he punished us.
有一些东西呢，是因为人犯罪以后呢，我们失去的。
There are things we lost because we sinned.
所以呢，我们先来看呢，我们人犯罪以后失去了什么。
So first we look at what have we lost after we sinned.
第一样东西我们失去的就是我们的尊荣。
So the first is our honor.
人呢是照神的形象所造的。
A man were created in the images of God.
诗篇呢告诉我们，神造人的时候呢，造人比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
So in Psalm it says, "You have made them a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honor."
人本来的工作是管理大地的。
Our original job was to manage the universe.
所以呢，我们是地上的王。
So we were the king on the earth.
但是呢，当人犯罪的时候呢，我们马上就失去我们的尊荣。
So once we sinned, we lost our honor.
罪带来第一个很明显的后果呢，就是人感到很羞耻。
So the first, the obvious consequence is we are ashamed.
人马上因为他犯罪以后呢，就躲避神。
So once we sinned, we start avoiding God.
其实这个也是我们今天每一个人犯罪的时候的一个感觉。
So this is how we feel today when we sin.
你还记得呢？你第一次撒谎的时候，给人知道你会脸通红吗？
So do you remember when you first lied and you were caught by your lies, then you were red-faced?
那我们现在没有这个反应，是因为我们撒谎太多了，所以我们都习惯了。
Now we don't react that way because we're so habitually a liar.
但是呢，我们知道你犯罪的时候会产生一个罪疚感。
So when you sin, you will have a sense of guilt.
因为人的尊荣已经因为犯罪失去了。
Because we lost our honor due to sin.
第二个犯罪的后果呢，就是我们失去平安。
So the second consequence is we lose our peace.
当我们失去平安以后呢，就会带来很多不同的痛苦了。
Once we lost the peace, it brings many pain.
神给人呢，特别是女人呢，第一个惩罚就是她们生产之苦啊。
And the first punishment for women is to have pain during childbearing.
你大概你都知道，每一个人出生的时候，他第一个反应是什么
？You all know what's the first reaction right after birth.
他们不会笑的，都是哭的。
They don't smile. They always cry.
可能是因为人知道了面前人生呢是很痛苦，所以每一个人出生的时候都哭了。
Because possibly we know that we're facing difficulties, therefore we cry.
还有一样事情，当人犯罪以后，我们人与人之间的关系的平安也失去了。
So we also lose the peace between us and others.
神惩罚夏娃，他说：“你必染污你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。”
And God punished Eve. He said that your desire shall be your husband's, and he shall rule over you.
染污这个字不是爱污哦。
So it's not to love, but it is to suffer.
她是希望控制她的丈夫，但是反而给她丈夫控制。
She wanted to rule over her husband, and yet she was ruled by her husband.
所以你看见最把人与人之间最亲密的关系，就是一个夫妻的关系，也破坏了。
So the most intimate relationship between a couple is also destroyed.
夫妻之间变成一个权力的斗争。
So between the husband and wife, there is a power struggle.
所以不单只影响人与人之间的关系，它影响我们跟这个大自然的关系。
It not only affects our relationship with others, it also affects our relationship with nature.
神惩罚亚当，他说：“你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的；人必汗流满面，才得糊口。”
And he said to Adam that Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food.
我不需要提醒你，我不需要证实这句话的真实的。
I do not need to prove to you the truth of this saying.
再过几个礼拜，你草地就会生出不同的野草对抗你。
So in a few weeks, there will be weeds in your grass. It will be against you.
连这个环境，这个地球也不跟人合作。
Even this whole earth doesn't cooperate with us.
最后，当人犯罪的时候，他就是失去他的生命。
Last that we will lose because of sin is our life.
罪带来死亡。
Sin brought death.
传道书八章八节里面说，无人有权利掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权利掌管死期，这场战争无人能免。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.As no one has a power over the wind to contain it, so no one has a power over the time of their death. As no one is discharged in time of war, so wickedness will not release those who practice it.
犯罪虽然不会令人马上死，
even though when we sin, we do not die immediately.
但是神却判定人有一天你一定会死。
But God has made sure that one day we will die.
这个是犯罪的代价。
This is the price, the wage of sin.
但是呢，虽然人犯罪，神咒诅大地，也咒诅他。
So even God cursed the earth because of sin, and also cursed us.
但是神有一个计划，他要把人咒出来。
So, but God has a plan to redeem us.
这个计划会把人的罪债还清。
This plan is to pay all the debts of our sin.
那么到时候神就可以审判这个世界。
Then God can judge the earth.
那么这个计划的其中一个预言呢，就是我们今天所读的这段经文。
So,The prophecy of this plan is the passage we have just read.
以赛亚书里面呢，五十二跟五十三章里面呢，提到有一个人物，就是耶和华的仆人。
In the chapter 52 and 53 of Isaiah, it mentioned a character that is the servant of God.
这个就是神拯救的计划的中心。
This is the center of God's redemption for plan.
二章十三节讲到我的仆人行事必有智慧。
In 52:13, it says, Behold, my servant will prosper.
那必有智慧，另外一个翻译呢，就是他必定成功。
So he will be successful.
还有呢，五十三章十一节里面呢，他讲到了这个仆人呢是耶和华的义仆。
And in verse 11, it says, this person is his righteous servant.
人因为认识他呢，必称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
So man shall know him is the righteous one, and he will bear their iniquities.
那所以呢，我们知道这个救赎的计划是用一个担当的方法去解决的。
So we know that the plan for the redemption is to bear the iniquities.
所以这个是一个很公平的一个方法。
So this is a very fair method.
有些朋友呢，他觉得基督教很不公平。
Some people think that Christianity is not fair.
为什么一个杀人犯，如果他信了耶稣，他不用下地狱，可以上天堂呢？
Why, if somebody who murders someone, he will not die, go to hell, but yet can live and into heaven?
原因他不明白，只是有人为了这个罪犯，已经给了这个代价了。
So the reason is that he did not understand that someone has paid the price for this criminal.
所以我们就要想到，耶和华的仆人他有什么资格？
So we have to think, what qualifies the servant of the Lord?
什么人才可以帮人赎罪呢?
Who can redeem people's sins?
首先第一样要求,他当然不可能是一个犯罪的人。
So first of all, he cannot be someone who sins.
我不能代替你,我不能代替你去下地狱。
I cannot go to jail for you.
原因就是我犯了罪,我自己要为自己的罪下地狱。
So because I have sinned, I have to go to jail because of my own sins.
所以呢，这个人必须要是没有罪的。
So this person has to be sinless.
还有一个要求呢，就是这个人必须要自己愿意的。
And the other requirement is this person has to be willing.
所以呢，我想就是因为这个原因的时候呢，魔鬼想来想去，想不到有谁可以把人从罪里面赎出来。
Because of this, so Satan has thought about it, and he could not figure out anyone who can save people from sin.
唯一能够把人从罪里面赎出来，因为他没有罪的，就是神他自己。
So the only one who can redeem people because he is sinless, that's God himself.
但是你想一想，一个创造者为什么要为他的创造物去死呢？
So why does the creator will die for the creatures?
比方说你做一个饼呢，你做一道菜，你做的不好，你会怎么做？
So for example, if you have cooked a dish, it was not very good, what would you say?
你可能把它倒掉，重新开始一次。
So you will just trash it and start over.
但是神没有这样子做。
But God didn't do this.
他反而为了他所创造的人去牺牲自己。
But he sacrificed himself for the people that he created.
到新约的时候，我们就了解，这个耶和华的仆人，他就是三位一体真神里面的神的儿子耶稣基督。
So in New Testament, we know that Jesus is the one of the triune part, the Son of God.
所以呢，我们来从以赛亚书里面呢，看看耶稣为了我们人做了什么事情呢？
So let's look at Isaiah. What did Jesus did for us?
其实呢，耶稣所做的事情就是要把我们失去的东西再挽回回来。
So what he did is to recover those.We lost.
第一样事情呢，耶稣所做的，就是耶稣放弃他的荣耀，使人重拾尊荣。
So the first thing he did is give up his glory so that we can recover our honor.
五十三章的第一节讲到，我们所存的有谁信呢？
So in 53:1 it says, who has believed our messages?
没有人会相信呢。这会荣耀的神会为了人去放弃自己的光荣。
Nobody can believe that this glorious God will forsake his own glory for men.
因为当他放弃他的光荣的时候，他就变成一个很平凡的一个人。
So when he give up his glory, he become a very ordinary man.
第二节讲到了他在耶和华面前生长于嫩芽，像根出于干地。
In verse 2, it says that he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground.
他是讲到耶稣的出生呢是很卑微的。
So it talks about the humble birth of Jesus.
的确，耶稣是以色列的一个后裔。
So we know that Jesus is a descendant of the Israelites.
当时以色列连自己的国家都没有。
At the time, the Israel doesn't even have their own country.
耶稣所出生的社区也是呢，连他们自己犹太人都看不起的。
So when Jesus was born at a place where even their own Jewish people despised.
耶稣他讲到呢，这个仆人呢，没有。容美容
It says he did not have any stage form or majesty. His face appearance does not attract you.
他没有这个美容, 就是英文讲到这个没有这个 majesty, 就是他不好, 不像一个皇帝剪纸的一个,
So he does not look like the form of a king.
他也没有美貌。
He does not have a good appearance.
没有人会羡慕他。
No one will be desiring him.
没有人尊重他。
Nobody will esteem him.
人总是藐视他。
People will always despise him.
你有没有想过, 这只是一个没有钱, 没有权, 没有美貌的一个人?
Have you thought this is somebody who is penniless, who is powerless, and who is not very pretty?
有一个女孩子, 她叫Lizzie。
Oh, there is a woman by the name Liz Velasquez.
她17岁的时候呢, 她就在YouTube上面见到一个短片的, 见到一个短片。
So when she was 17, he had a little video on YouTube.
他见到一个短片上面的题目呢是世界上最丑陋的人。
So that video is called The World's Ugliest Woman.
他好奇就暗暗看这个短片。
So he was looking at this video curiously.
他没有想到打开的时候见到就是他自己的样子。
But when she opened it, she didn't know it was herself.
这个短片呢有400万的人看过。
So this video has been seen by 4 million people.
更可能呢，就是你知道这些 YouTube 上面你可以留言的嘛，就是这些人写什么在上面。 Yeah.
So the very pitiful thing is when you go on YouTube, you can also see the messages people has posted on it after they seen the video.
有人说呢，他是一个怪物。
Someone says he is an ugly creature.
有人说，为什么他父母要把他生下来？
So someone will ask, why would his parents give birth to her?
为什么当时不堕胎就算呢？
So why don't they just have abortion?
为什么他自己不买一把枪把自己杀死呢？
Why wouldn't she kill herself with a gun?
我不知道你怎么看自己。
I don't know how you look at this.
我不知道呢，人家在你背后怎么批评你。
I don't know how people criticize you.
可能说你太胖了，太丑了，太穷了。
Maybe they say that you're too fat, you're too tall, or too ugly.
但是我可以告诉你一件事情。
But I can tell you one thing.
耶稣愿意放弃他的荣耀。
Jesus would rather forsake his glory.
就是为了你可以重拾你的尊荣。
So that you can recover your own honor.
耶稣来到这个世界就是要解决我们的罪。
When Jesus came, his whole purpose is to solve our sin.
当我们的罪解决的时候，我们的尊荣也恢复了。
Once our sin was taken care of, our honor will be recovered.
耶稣说他会收纳我们成为神的儿女。
Jesus, he would accept us to be children of God.
就是这个世界他藐视你，但是你在神的眼里面永远是神心上人。
Even though this world may despise you, but in God's eye, he will always cherish you.
耶稣第二样事情他所做的，他就是背负人的痛苦，叫人活得平安。So
the second thing that Jesus did is that He bears our suffering so that we can recover our peace.
在第四到第六节里面呢，是有关耶稣所受的苦的预言。So
from verse 4 to 6 is the prophecy of the suffering of Christ.
我们知道耶稣来到这个世界里面，的确面对很多痛苦。We
know that when Jesus came, he indeed faced many trials.
他的同乡藐视他。
His own countrymen despised him.
他的家人以为他发神经了。
So his family think he's crazy.
他被他的门徒去出卖。 He
was betrayed by his own disciple.
自治国家的人把他害死。
His own countrymen killed him.
最后是罗马的这些官的这些兵丁呢，把他鞭打，判他死刑。
So finally, the Roman soldiers who scourged him and put him to death.
痛苦是罪的后果。
Suffering is the consequence of sin.
有的时候是神惩罚罪的一种方法。
Sometimes it's the way that God punishes sin.
但是耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
But Jesus has never sinned.
他担当这些痛苦是因为他担当我们的罪。
So he bears those sin of suffering because he bears our transgressions.
他代替我们。
He's a substitute for us.
在第六节里面呢，下半节里面他第六节里面他这样子讲。
In verse 6 he says,
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way.
其实这句话把罪的本质告诉我们。
So this passage tells us the nature of sin.
其实罪不是不是杀人放火才是罪啊。
So not only when you kill people and set fire, that's a sin.
罪的本质就是我们偏行己路。
So the essence of sin is we go astray, going our own way.
我们告诉神，我不要你管我。
We tell God, do not take care of me.
我们希望脱离神的管理。
We want to be separate from God's discipline.
人以为呢，他脱离神的时候，他就有自由。
So people think, if they can be separate from God, they can have a freedom.
但是耶稣说，当人脱离神的时候，我们其实是困苦流离，好像如同没有牧人一般。
So Jesus says, if we are separate from God, we are helpless and harassed and like sheep without shepherd.
你可以说呢，人面对没有神之苦呢，是人自作自受。
So you can say that when we are facing the suffering of sin, we ask for it.
但是呢，在第六节下半节里面，神却讲，耶和华使我们的罪，我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So, it said that we all like sheep who have gone astray, and the Lord has laid upon our sins on him.
下半节这句话，也可以这样子翻译。就是呢，耶和华使我们的罪攻击他。
So, and you can also translate the second half. It says, "The Lord has made our sins to against him."
Attack him.
Attack him.
我想到呢，我小的时候看过一个纪录片。
I remember I saw the a film.
这个呢，就讲到呢，南美洲呢有一些吃人的鱼的。
This is the piranha of South America.
那么如果你是一个牧羊人的，你要经过一条河的时候，你这条河里面有些这些吃人的鱼，那么你怎么办？
So if you are a shepherd, you are taking care of a flock. You have to go through the river and there are piranha in the river.
那么呢，他们就会做一个事情。
So they would do one thing.
他带一只羊到河的上游。
So he would take one sheep to the upstream.
把这个羊呢掉进河里面。
So threw the lamb into the river.
那么呢，所有这些吃人的鱼呢，就会去攻击这条羊。
So all the piranha will go attack this lamb.
那么其他这些羊呢，就在下游里面过河了。
So the rest of the flock can cross the river downstream.
其实耶稣就是这个上游的羊。
So this is what Jesus did.
我们得罪神。
We sin against God.
犯罪的后果应该是我们自己担当。
So we ought to suffer the consequence of our own sins.
但是神派他儿子来到这个世界。
But God sent his only son into this world.
让我们的罪去攻击他。
So let our sin to attack him.
以知道我们可以得到这个平安。
So that we may have peace.
第三样事情呢，耶稣所做的就是他将生命倾倒，以致人活的新生。
So the third thing that Jesus did was he pours out his life so that we may have life.
在七到九节里面呢，重复的一个观念。
From verse 7 to 9, there is a repeated concept.
就是耶稣他所面对的是很不公平的。
It says that what Jesus faced was unfair.
但是呢，他也不开口啊。
But he does not open his mouth.
当这个不公平的审判临到他的时候，他没有为自己辩护。
So he did not defend himself when he was being judged unfairly.
当耶稣被卖的那一夜
，On the night he was betrayed,
祭司长带他的仆人跟这些兵丁来捉拿耶稣。
So the high priest brought with him the guards and soldiers to catch Jesus.
那我们记得了，彼得就站出来，把这个刀拿出来啃了一刀。
We remember that Peter took his sword and cut someone.
那么呢，就把这个仆人的耳朵就啃下来。
So he cut off the ear of a servant.
但是呢，耶稣呢却讲了一句话。
But Jesus said one thing.
他说，他叫彼得，你把这个收刀入鞘。他说：“你想我不能求我父亲现在为我差遣十二营的天使来吗
？”So he told Peter to put his sword away. He said, "May I not ask my father to send the 12 legions of angels?"
我自己在我在思考这段经文的时候，我在想
，When I was meditating on this verse, I was thinking.
很可能当时啊，所有天使天君呢，已经站起来预备保护他们的主人主耶稣了。
I was thinking at that time, maybe it's very possible all the heavenly hosts and the angels are ready to protect their master Jesus.
但是主耶稣说，收刀入鞘。
So Jesus said, "Put your sword away."
因为如果他们把耶稣救出来的时候，那么圣经所预言的这个救赎就没有可能实现了。
If they came and saved Jesus, then the promise of our salvation will never be fulfilled.
换句话说，耶稣死在十字架上是他自己愿意的。
So in other words, Jesus voluntarily died on the cross.
因为他希望我们人得到生命。
Because he wants us to have life.
最后十到十二节里面讲到最后的胜利。
So in verse 10 to 12, it's talk about the final victory.
魔鬼以为呢，他有人作为他的人质，他就神就对他没有办法。
So Satan thought he has hostages, so God cannot do anything to him.
但是神想出一个方法去解决。
So God has thought a way to resolve this.
这个方法其实就是在第十节里面讲到，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
So in verse 11 is the solution. It says, as a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see the light of the life and be satisfied.
没有人想到呢，神对我们的爱是怎么深的。
No one has thought how deep was God's love for us.
他愿意放弃他的儿子，就是要挽回我们。
He's willing to forsake his own son to redeem us.
他愿意把他的儿子给这些不公平的审判，甚至让他死在十字架上。
He's willing to let his son suffer unfair judgment and even died on the cross.
以致他可以成为我们的赎罪祭。
So that he can be our redemption.
十一节里面呢，他就讲到，有许多人因为认识我的义不得轻为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
So in verse 11 it says, By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify many as he will bear their iniquities.
今天这个应许也仍然存在。
Today, this promise is still available.
就是当人认识耶稣是他的赎罪祭，认识耶稣他是他的救主，他就可以因为这个原因称义。
So only when he realized and acknowledged Jesus has made a guilt offering and Jesus is redemption, then he can be justified.
我们可以解决我们罪的后果。
We can resolve the consequences of our sin.
我们可以通过耶稣基督的救赎去重拾我们的尊荣、我们的平安跟我们的生命。
Through the redemption of Jesus, we can recover our honor, our peace, and our life.
这个就是复活节里面的意义。
This is the meaning of Easter.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们不明白为什么你会为这些被造的人去牺牲自己。
Because we did not understand why would you sacrifice yourself for the sinners of us.
所以当我们来到你的面前的时候，我们愿意把自己交托在你手里面。
So as we come before you, we want to present ourselves into thy hands.
从前我们偏行己路。
We have gone astray, turned our own ways.
今天我们愿意去跟随你。
Today we are willing to follow you.
因为我们知道神跟随耶稣是最快乐、最满足的一个选择。
We know that to follow Jesus is the most pleasant and most satisfying journey.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.